This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Thanks for being with us here on Kelly and Company. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts. Remember, check us out through TuneIn Radio, OOTunes, great apps in which you can download to your smart device if you already haven't, and take us with you if you have to run out. TuneIn Radio, OOTunes, awesome apps. Find AMI Audio by doing a search after you download it to your device today. Well, we were commenting at the top of the show on our individual weather here in, I'm in southwestern Ontario, Ramya over there in Toronto. So I'm sending some of this wind and the temperatures are starting to drop. Well, enough what? Wind? You love when the wind's banging around outside your place. Just a few weeks ago, you were praising it.
This is false advertising.
No, they call it lion. all right. Prevaricating is the polite way. I'm stretching your story. That's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But definitely, you know, we always get intrigued. We always wonder, what's the weather going to be like? So what is our outlook across Canada this year? Could it be mild? Could it be stormy? Joining us to give us a cross-country weather report is Rachel Monastano from the Weather Network, meteorologist over there. Rachel, thanks for coming back to the program. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you so much for having me once again. I'm doing great. Hopefully you both haven't blown over with all the wind that's going on today.
Yeah, that's why I was teasing Ramya, because her place gets a little noisy when you get the wind in the right direction. Whereas I love the wind if I'm inside, but traveling, absolutely not. Oh, first things first, as we talked to you last time, wondering, can you give us an overview of how things look for the winter, for Canada as a whole?
Of course. Well, winter, I find, is that season where you either love it or you hate it. And across Canada, we have a very big divide on who's going to see that consistent cold and who's going to maybe be relatively warmer. And that also is the same story with our snowfall. So if you are a winter lover, then hopefully you're in the West Coast. And if you are more of the warmer side, less snowy winter lover, then hopefully you are in Eastern Canada.
Oh, boy.
Okay. There's a big divide. One side's blue, one side's red.
All right. Okay, we'll get into the specifics in a second, but a La Nina will play a role in things this year. So can you explain what this is and how it can affect things?
Of course, yes. So we are in a La Nina phase, and what that means is there is a cold water signal in the Pacific Ocean that is right off the coast of South America. So what that does, it amplifies our polar jet, and that polar jet is really going to dictate what weather we're going to see across Canada. It's the jet stream coming from the Pacific Ocean that is thrown at British Columbia and makes its way across Canada. So since we're actually in a second La Nina phase, so we've double dipped, it's our second winter in La Nina. So what that means is our atmosphere is primed to act more in a La Nina way. And as I go through specifics of each region, you're going to see a very general La Nina setup for this winter.
Aren't we greedy dipping into two of them? Well, son of a gun.
Two of them.
So let's start east and work our way west then. Can you tell us what to expect in Newfoundland and Labrador?
Yes. So we can really put a nice bow on Newfoundland, Labrador, and the Maritimes for the winter, because we are going to see a lack of consistent cold there. We are projecting there's going to be a very broad ridge over Atlantic Canada, bringing opportunities to get many thaws and maybe above normal temperatures across Atlantic Canada. And with that ridge, we're not going to see opportunities to get those very potent, messy, snowy nor'easters that they often typically see this winter time. It actually looks like below normal snowfall, or maybe just averaging out in terms of snow and rain. It's not going to be every system seeing snow. It could be a mix of precipitation. It's very similar to what we're seeing actually today in Atlantic Canada. That trend looks to continue all winter.
Okay, let's move to the Maritimes.
Yeah, the Maritimes, they are in that same umbrella, lack of consistent cold and a warm temperature signal. And then those nor'easters, they will not be as potent. We will still be getting some moisture, but it will be more so around that normal mark. And not just seeing snow, mixed precipitation and temperatures, maybe even above freezing throughout the winter.
Okay. Well, let's move over to Quebec, Rachel.
Also going to be dipping in that ridge that's over Atlantic Canada. So the entire province could see above normal temperatures as well. When we talk about above or below normal temperatures, it is going to be cold. We are going to get right. that wintry feel. It's just the consistent cold isn't going to be locked in to this region. So we will see extended periods of thaw, maybe getting snowfall that melts on contact, maybe not accumulating the snowpacks as well in the east. So ski season might be a little bit shorter this year in Quebec.
Mm. And is it similar for Ontario? Are we sharing similar things?
Well, in Ontario, that's going to be actually the battleground. So across the province, we are going to see a very active pattern. So stormy pattern across Ontario. The southern part, so if you find yourself in Toronto or myself in Oakville, it looks like we are in an above normal temperature signal. So a little bit warmer. We'll still get those thaws. But in terms of precipitation, we're going to be tracking many stormy systems making their way through the province. And that more so is due to that active storm track, those Colorado lows. We will see snowfall, possibly above normal, but with those thaws, they could be melting for extended periods of time. But you can count that it will be wet across Ontario, especially the south and central regions.
Oh, boy. Okay. We'll look for that. I know the folks out in Colorado are upset about, hey, where's snow for our mountains and stuff? So
we're getting it all.
Yeah, it's going to blow all the way over here. What about the prairies?
So the prairies, we finish off the east, which is the warm side of things. And the farther you move to the west, that is where we're going to start to get a lot colder. So it looks like all three prairie provinces are going to see that consistent cold, maybe even extreme cold. With the La Nina phase, we're going to see a big trough across central Canada. So that's going to allow all that cold Arctic air from the north to sink down into the prairies. So that's where we'll see that extreme cold, possibly blizzard-like conditions as that surges down very, very fast. But it's a little bit of a different story in Alberta. Now, with Alberta, you could be getting into some Pacific lows. Those are going to carry a little bit more moisture over British Columbia and trickling into southern Alberta. So that's where we could be seeing a little bit more precipitation, southern Alberta and the foothills, the Rocky Mountains. And with that consistent cold, the likelihood that is going to be a lot of snowfall. So it will be a good ski season, especially for the Rockies.
Okay, because I was just going to ask if we can narrow in on the Rockies, but we can move on to BC.
Yes, BC. We can also talk a little bit more about the Rockies with British Columbia because what a crazy fall they have had. And that is all because of that La Nina phase that we talked about earlier. That Pacific jet stream is just absolutely pushing in slew of moisture systems, and these systems are heavily packed with moisture. And that trend looks to continue into the winter. We're going to be watching above normal precipitation throughout the southern coast, continuing all throughout the wintertime. Now, is that going to be rain? Is that going to be snow? It's likely that it will be snow. We're going to see below seasonal temperatures throughout British Columbia, and that consistent cold may be locked in for extended periods of time. So it will be good news for the coastal mountains, the Rocky Mountains, likelihood to get those snowpacks accumulating more than what they already are, and possibly an extended ski season. Hopefully, if the thawing can hold out, which it may or may not, but it does look like that cold locks in, and we have above normal precipitation. So when you combine the two, it is a good equation for the skiers out there.
Mm. Rachel, we hear that stream that brings all that moisture is almost like a river in the air. Obviously, we picture it and know, okay, not quite like that. But is that the closest depiction? And as we see that driving all that liquid our way,
It's definitely going to play a factor. Those are called atmospheric rivers, and that is just the atmosphere's way of delivering moisture. And it has been, it is more potent in the fall and winter, and we could likely see more of that to come, more of what we've already been seeing. But in addition to that, we also get the opportunities to have Pacific lows or Arctic lows pulling into the region, and those could be ticking up our moisture as well. So lots of different variables in British Columbia, but many opportunities to see lots of rain and snow and cold air this year.
Wow. Okay. Can we look at the three territories, please?
Oh, yes, of course. So again, like Canada, if you find yourself in the eastern sections of Canada's north, areas like Nunavut, you could be seeing above normal temperatures. That ridge that's over the east extends all the way north through Baffin Island. So areas like Iqaluit looks like it may spell some bad news in terms of sea ice coverage. We're already very low for this time of year. And that consistent melting may be posing an issue this winter. But as you head further to the west in the Canada's north, areas like the Yukon and the western, southwestern edge of Northwest Territories, that's where that cold might be locked in once again. So colder temperatures over there, warmer temperatures to the east, and overall across the north, it looks like near average in terms of precipitation.
Wow. And you say throughout where the areas that are throughout the country that are going to get precipitation quite a bit, is there a time that we should say, okay, January is going to be that tough month, or February? Is there any particular time in Canada where anyone needs that heads up now saying, hey, or all those who, as we were talking about earlier, should expect the green Christmas?
In terms of who's going to see a white and green Christmas, it's still up in the air right now. But in terms of, we can look maybe month to month, and it does look like in Ontario, we're already starting to see that above normal precipitation and stormy tracks begin. And that could be the story in December. And why that is because the Great Lakes around Southern Ontario, they're relatively warm for this time of year. So we're going to be seeing these systems moving in and picking up a lot of moisture. So in the early part of the winter, that's where we could be seeing those many storm tracks in Southern Ontario, and also lake effect snow squalls. They are just screaming today, and they will be screaming for majority of December. In terms of the west, we're going to be seeing that signature linger on and off throughout the winter. It's not to say one month will be more wet than the other, but that the signal will turn off and on throughout the winter in different periods of each.
Okay. Awesome. I know out here in the basin here, so the Great Lakes Basin, we talk a lot about the water being lower. So I think some will say, hey, the lakes need this rain or moisture.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they will sure be getting it. And hopefully everyone in Southern Ontario does have their snow tires on, because I'm already watching that snow begin. We did have that system that turned into rain, and it's really going to be a toss-up of if we get cold enough to see that snow, but it's definitely a good time to get the snow tires on, because into December, we'll see all of this pattern really heighten.
Okay. Rachel, thank you for, of course, the look across the country and the warning there for those of us who need it. Be smart about it. Thank you, and the best of the season to you. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great new year yourself.
Thank you. Rachel Monastino of the Weather Network, meteorologist over there, again, returning to the program and giving us a wonderful heads up on our weather across country. We'll take a break. Today's the National Day of Remembrance and Action Against Violence Against Women. We're going to reflect on this with Danielle McLaughlin on Know Your Rights in about 2 minutes. Stand by. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.